survey says it's 6 o'clock, time for Family Feud. Now, here's your host, Grant Denyer.
Feud, where two families compete to take home $10,000 and could even drive home in a brand new Mitsubishi Outlander SUV. So let's meet them right now. First up, for their second night, it's the Bolum family. Emma, new darling.
How are you?
I'm great.
Who's on board this team of yours? Remind Australia.
I will.
We've got my mum, Amanda, my dad, Andrew, and my grandma, Roma.
Hi, Roma. Good to see you back, darling. And ready to take them on tonight, it's the Skeeter family. A little excited.
I am super excited, pumped and ready to go tonight.
Can you introduce me to this hand-picked winning team?
We have my sister Maria, my sister Anna, and my lovely niece Melissa.
Hi guys, great to have you with us. Team Captains, let's play the feud. We surveyed 100 people and the top 7 answers are on the board. If you lift up a rock, what might you find under... Belinda?
An insect.
You might find an insect underneath. Woo! Nice! They're gonna play. Oh man. You were super excited about that as well, weren't you?
Very excited.
You're going, let's do it, I wanna play! If you lift up a rock, what might you find underneath?
I'm thinking a leaf.
A leaf underneath? No. First strike. It's only the first strike. Don't stress.
Okay.
Hi, Anna.
Hi, how are
you? Lovely to see you. What about you? If you lift up a rock, what might you find underneath?
I'm going to say dirt.
You might just find some dirt.
Yeah.
Good job. Melissa, how are you?
Good, how are you?
What about you?
I'm going to say worms.
Worms?
Yeah, that's
good. Yummo. Yeah. There you are.
Well, I'm thinking of some creepy crawly things. So
yeah, like what?
I'm thinking of a centipede.
Oh, nice. Oh. Second strike. Okay, Bolum's good steal, so they're having a think, or they will have a think.
Little ants.
Ants yeah, could ants. Be under there. I like that. Let's see if it works.
Yeah!
Anna?
I'm thinking moss.
Could be some moss under there, because it's, you know, damp underneath.
Damp.
Moss.
Yeah.
Three strikes, I'm afraid. Bolums. Roma, what would you say?
Spiders.
Spiders, nice. Andrew.
A key.
Aha! Now, the whole country knows how to get into your house. Amanda.
Moss.
Moss has been said. Emily.
Oh. Alrighty. I think I'm going to go with Roma and say spider.
We'll go with Roma. We're going with yours. You ready, Roma?
Yeah.
Show me spider on the board. Yeah! Number 7. Snails. How big's the rock? Right, 87-0 right now. And if one of these families reaches 5 nights in a row, they'll be taking home the amazing all-new Mitsubishi Outlander. Now, this family SUV seats 5 comfortably and is packed with features including touchscreen audio, CVT auto with paddle shift and eco drive support. Now, for everybody playing along at home, I want the top answer to this one. Give me another word for walk. We'll compare answers when we come back on The Feud in just a moment. Where our families are still fighting it out for that shot at $10,000. Now, before the break, I asked, give me another word for walk, and the top answer was...
Stroll!
Amanda, Maria, let's play. We surveyed 100 people and the top 6 answers are on the board. Name something you eat for afternoon tea. Amanda?
Scones.
So you have some scones for afternoon tea.
You're always a little too excited then, Amanda.
Andrew.
The amount of things we have in our house that she makes every single day,
yeah.
I have to say, cupcakes.
Oh, is she like a cupcake fiend?
Churns them out.
Really? Yep. Are they delicious though, Andrew?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, good answer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Really good answer. Yeah. Smart man. Name something you eat for afternoon tea.
Biscuits.
You might have some lovely biscuits. Emily. She is a classic. Now, what's going on with your belly button? what's unusual about your belly button?
I can fit 50-cent coin, 20-cent coin.
A 50-cent coin?
All at once.
In your belly button?
Yeah. Yes, well, it's pretty deep.
You have a deep belly button?
Yeah, Mum used to, we grew up on property, so she used to take me out back in the chicken house and she'd lay me down and she'd be like, see how long you can lay there while I fill your belly button up with birdseed and let the chickens loose. I am deathly afraid of chickens now. Like, I can't even go near them.
It was so much fun.
See how long you can lay there while they're pecking at you.
I'll pay you to stay there.
Yep.
So you are now naturally terrified?
I'm terrified of chickens, birds. I run when they come near me. Terrified, deeply scarred.
It's like you live in guys in a foreign prison.
Yep, kind of.
Name something you eat for afternoon tea.
Chips.
What about chips?
Oh. Pikelets.
Pikelets, Amanda. Second strike. Skeeters, get ready for a steal.
Yeah.
Andrew.
Dip.
You just might have some
dip.
Dips.
Yeah. No. I'll get back to the bird seat.
They're not very supportive, the audience. They really let you know when they think you've got a bad one. Skeeters, Melissa.
I'm going to say brownies.
Nice. Anna.
I'm going to go with fruit.
Maria.
Sandwiches.
Belinda, yours to choose one of those of your
own. Yeah, I love all of the responses, but I'm thinking along the high tea theme, so I'm thinking sandwiches.
Sandwiches?
Little bite-sized sandwiches,
like in the quarters.
Yeah, yum.
What about sandwiches? Played. It's 84 to 87. We have just had the closest games all week. This is awesome. Double points time right now. So give me Andrew, give me Anna. Let's play. We surveyed 100 people and the top six answers are on the board. Name something you associate with a crystal ball. Good that you hit the button, at least. It was about half an hour behind Andrew. Andrew.
Your future.
Your future, says Andrew. Ooh. You still got a chance to get him, though, Anna. What's number one?
Fortune tellers.
Fortune tellers. Yeah. Hi, yes! You showed him, Anna. You showed him. Nice work. Melissa.
I'm thinking along the lines of, like, a gypsy.
Yeah, cool.
Like, yeah.
Like
yeah.
Someone, like called Esmeralda or something. Yeah.
Well,
lovely family.
When I see a crystal ball, I see this. Tarot cards.
You're a good mind. Tarot cards. Oh. Good try there, Belinda. Maria.
What about the light coming out of the crystal ball?
Ooh, spooky.
Ooh.
That's spooky.
Light comes out of the crystal ball? Oh, like it reflects.
Like
yeah,
the
yeah,
image.
Yeah,
like
the images.
The light.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Let's have a look. Second strike. Sorry, Maria, good try. Anna.
I'm going to go with psychic.
Yeah, I like that answer. Let's see if it works for you. Tough luck. Hey, Bollums, sorry to break this family up. Roma, what would you say?
I'd say scarves on a gypsy wearing scarves and looking mysterious, you know.
Oh, dear.
Is that simp again?
Andrew.
Answers. You're asking questions and you're getting answers.
Deep. Amanda.
Magician.
Excellent. Lovely. Emily, wonderful options to choose
they
from.
They are good answers. I think that the most likely one is answers.
Answer is your answer.
Answers.
You ask the crystal ball and it tells you answer. Come on, everybody! Holy moly, give them a break! Let's see if your answer is answer! No answer! Good try, though. So points go to the Skeeter family yet again, number six.
Magic!
Witch or a wizard?
It's so shiny! 87-206, Skeeter's looking red hot over there, playing like champions. And if you're playing along at home right now, then you're going to love 10 Play, where you can play along at any hour of the day. You can also watch highlights and sometimes the naughty bits that don't quite make it into the show always. And head to 10 Play 2. Look up Family Feud, all the details you need are right there. Triple points, and we all come back on the feud in just a moment. It's 87 to the Bollums. The Skeeters are doing it well at the moment. 206, they have the lead. It's the family who gets the 300 points in this very round. Could take home $10,000 if they're lucky, and we're playing for triple points right now. This is cool. Give me Roma. Melissa, let's do it. We surveyed 100 people, and the top seven answers are on the board. What's something you could eat if you were stranded on a deserted island? Melissa.
Coconut.
Coconut. Good. It's good spirit over here. Good vibe.
Good vibes.
Good energy. Good family.
Yeah, good family. Fantastic family.
You look close.
We are. We're very close. So three sisters and a niece. We're very close.
So what's life like at home? What do you guys like to do?
Life like at home. Well, we're Italian background, so we still do all the traditional things as Italians did back home. So we make the vino. We make.
Well, you make it yourself.
Yeah, Dad makes it every year, certain time of the year. We make salami.
That's cool.
Dad has his own veggies outside. We make our own tomato sauce in summer from Dad's fresh tomatoes in the backyard. Pasta. So, yeah, so we're close.
We make
we get
pasta.
Together. Anna makes her own pasta.
Yum.
So all the good stuff. It's a lot of fun. Yeah, we love it.
What's something you could eat if you were stranded on a deserted
island?
Well,
I'm thinking fish.
You could fish. I love that.
What about papaya?
Yeah, let's have a look. First strike, that's okay, just the first strike. Anna?
I'm thinking bananas. There's always bananas on a deserted island.
Always a banana on a deserted island. Oh, no! Second strike. All right, the Bollums could steal here, so they're going to have a think, Melissa.
I'm going to go along the lines of, like, maybe an insect or bugs or something like that.
Yeah, something gross.
Well, if there was nothing else.
Yeah, you just have to eat that.
Yeah.
Would you cook it first or just go raw?
I don't know, just, like...
Just knock it down. What about insects and stuff? Oh. Three strikes. Bollums. Roma. What would you think?
I think if it's a desert island, there's not that much around. I'd probably
that's
say...
That's true. That's why it's a tricky question. I didn't say, you know, what was something you could eat if your car broke down at Macca's. I'm cheeky, aren't I, Roma? I'm cheeky. What would you like to say, darling?
You might have to eat grass or leaves.
Yeah, potentially. Andrew.
You were desperate.
No, that's true.
Fruit. Just
fruit.
Generalised fruit.
Yeah. Nice, Amanda.
Crabs.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Emily, yours to choose.
Yep, it is.
Triple
Pressure's
point round.
Me.
You guys trail. You're an 87 to their 206. This is pivotal
it
for
is.
You.
I don't know if I want to go with my own answer or if I want to go with one of theirs.
Now you're the boss. You can do whatever you want.
Ooh. Okay, let's just go with crabs. Crabs.
So on a deserted island, something you would eat if you were stranded there...
Crabs.
..is crabs.
Yep.
Are you ready?
Yep.
Roma's crossing her fingers. Oh. We're all crossing them for you too. Show me. Yeah. Whoa, lovely work. Fantastic. From nowhere, they come out. versus the Bolins. Oh, Belinda.
Thank you.
Skeeters, you
Thanks.
Know, I can't believe they stole that off you.
That's all right.
You led the whole way.
That's okay.
Oh, man, sometimes that's just how the fortune favours
you.
Melissa, thank you for playing. Did you have
thank
fun?
Thank you. It was fantastic.
We
thank you very much. Thank you, Grant.
You on
thank
here.
You.
You guys are darlings, and it's sad to say goodbye, but we're going to let you go, though, with a $1,000 gift card from Home Timber and Hardware to share between you all. Home Timber and Hardware go where the tradies go, so maybe you can build some more planter boxes outside, more fruit, vegetables, more fun for the whole family.
Thank you. Thanks, Grant.
And you also get this too, our brand new Family Feud board game. So, yeah, that's cool. They are the Skeeters. Yeah. Thanks for playing, guys. Appreciate it. Bombs, fast money, let's go. I love that, Emily. You just did like one of these.
Straight
it. I'm ready. You didn't do that, though.
No.
I want you to do it now.
I'd slip.
I want you to do it right now. That was beautiful. So beautiful. You head back to our soundproof booth. We shoot for $10,000 and we do it next on The Fuse.
Family Feud is on Facebook and Twitter. Plus, you can find us on YouTube and catch all the action on 10Play.
Feud. Let's see if the Bolin family can now win some cash. If you and Emily get 200 points or more between you, you'll win $10,000. Emily is now in our soundproof booth. Can't hear your answers. She's just getting jiggy with it. I'm going to ask you 5 questions. Going to give you 20 seconds to answer. If you pass, we'll come back at this time. And the clock starts at the end of the first question, OK?
Yep.
20 seconds on the clock, please. Good luck. Name something you associate with the word tender.
Pass.
Name an animal that migrates in winter.
Whales.
What do you think of when I say the word blue?
Sky.
Name something you'd pack for a trip to Antarctica.
Warm clothes.
Name an event that happens every year.
Football grand final.
Name something you associate with the word tender.
Loins. Tenderloin.
Tenderloin. Tenderloin. Let's go. How was it?
Oh, yeah, good. No problem.
Okay. Name something you associate with the word tender.
I got there.
You said... And I don't know if it was the way you said it, but it kind of came out a bit funny. And I had to think about it and go, what is it you mean? Like, oh, I've got a tenderloin. And then I went, oh, another food tenderloin, which makes a lot more sense.
Especially for a 6 o'clock time slot.
So that makes sense. Name an animal that migrates in winter. You said whales do. Survey says 11. What do you think of when I say the word blue? You said. Sky. Survey says. Yes! That's good. Name something you'd pack for a trip to Antarctica. You said. Warm clothes. That's a smart choice. Survey says. 15 only. Name an event that happens every year. You said. Football grand final. Not anniversary.
Nope.
Because it's after you got married, so you're beautiful
now.
Wife. You know, maybe your child's birth. Yeah, might be.
Not during that 20 seconds.
Football grand final, survey says. Oh. Wow. I'm going to let you head back off to your own family. To the board. Hi, Emily, welcome
Hello.
Back.
That did.
Okay, nice. You need 127, so a little bit more than half the
okay.
work you need to do, which is cool. Okay. I'm going to ask you the same 5 questions, but you're the second player. It's a little trickier, so I'll give you an extra 5 seconds, okay?
Okay.
If you pass on a question, I'll ask it again if there's time. And if you repeat an answer that's already there, you'll hear this sound. And I'll ask you to try again, okay? Can we remind everybody of Andrew's answers? And 25 seconds on the clock too, please. The time starts from the end of the first question, so good luck, Emily. Name something you associate with the word tender.
Meat.
Name an animal that migrates in winter.
Birds.
What do you think of when I say the word blue?
Berries.
Name something you'd pack for a trip to Antarctica.
A hat.
Name an event that happens every year.
The Easter show.
That was fun. That was fun. You think you went well?
So well.
Let's go.
So well. Alrighty. It's a good job.
Feel it. Known something you associate with the word tender. You said meat, as in tenderising the meat. Yes, smashing it down. Survey says 18. Not bad.
Not bad. Not bad.
The top answer though was love. Like, oh, love me tender.
Love me tender. Yep.
Or just being tender.
Yeah.
With me, please.
See how the rest of this goes.
You need 109 now for $10,000. Name an animal that migrates in winter. You said birds. We need some good news, and we got some because it's the top answer. Yeah. Well done. It's kind of drags you back into contention now for that money. 64 needed for $10,000. What do you think of when I say the word blue? You said blueberries. Survey says... Oh. Sky was the top answer. Well done, Andrew. So 64 still needed for $10,000. Name something you'd pack for a trip to Antarctica. One of the world's coldest places. You said...
Keeps the snow.
So you just step off the plane. Clear over.
Just
so you just step off the plane and you go,
it's all right, guys. I got
no clothes. I'm completely starkers, but thank God I've got this wonderful hat on. And then, of course, it's home of the highest winds in the world. So that hat's gone. You go, oh, that's a shame, because that's the only article of clothing that I had.
Didn't think of that.
Do you think Ernest Shackleton, when he was like discovering Antarctica down there as a pioneer,
he would have had a hat on.
He would have had a hat on. Survey says... Oh, what? How is there 7?
So I don't cry.
57 from this last answer. Name an event that happens every year. And you went out of everything. You went... Easter show. Do you reckon there's 57?
I doubt it.
I reckon 57 people love the Royal Easter show.
They do. The Royals went there. Not just... No.
The survey says... $10,000, but you do get $10 for every Fast Money point. Name an event that happens every year. Top answer was Christmas. Christmas happens. That's an awesome time. They'll be back again on Monday to have another shot at $10,000. Stick around. The project's coming up now on 10. It's News for the Family. I'm Grant Denyer. Have a great weekend, everybody. Good night, Australia.